Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, November 28th. Happy Thanksgiving. Just to give you a little view into my Thanksgiving day, if it's not raining too much, we're going to do a little turkey trot in Greenville, South Carolina. I'll be doing more walking than trotting, but it's a lot of fun. Then, since Wayne and I are from small towns that are 15 minutes apart, we'll go to my aunt's house for lunch and Wayne's mom's house for dinner. Would love to know what you guys are doing today. So shoot me a text or an email and let me know. We are so thankful in this season for all that God has given us and all that He is doing. And so in that regard, we want to pray together the prayer we've been praying all week long, the prayer of thanksgiving from the Book of Common Prayer. Will you pray with me? Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and for the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience, by which he overcame temptation, for his dying, through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know him and make him known, and through him, in all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. Today's scripture is Job 38, the greatness of nature. It reminds us of God's power and his provision and how he has created and now sustains all things. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase. And now, finally, God answers Job from the eye of a violent storm. He said, "Why do you confuse the issue? Why do you talk without knowing what you're talking about? Pull yourself together, Job. Up on your feet. Stand tall. I have some questions for you, and I want some straight answers. Where were you when I created the earth? Tell me, since you know so much. Who decided on its size? Certainly you know that. Who came up with the blueprints and measurements? How was its foundation poured? And who set the cornerstone? While the morning stars sang in chorus and the angels shouted praise. And who took charge of the ocean when it gushed forth like a baby from the womb? That was me. I wrapped it in soft clouds and tucked it in safely at night. Then I made a playpen for it, a strong playpen so that it couldn't run loose, and said, 'Stay here. This is your place, and your wild tantrums are confined to this place.' And have you ever ordered morning? 'Get up,' told dawn, 'get to work,' so you could seize earth like a blanket and shake out the wicked like cockroaches? As the sun brings everything to light, brings out all the colors and shapes, the cover of darkness is snatched from the wicked. They caught it in the very act. Have you ever gotten to the true bottom of things? Exposed the labyrinths, caves of deep ocean? Did you know the first thing about death? Do you have one clue regarding death's dark mysteries? And do you have any idea how large the earth is? Speak up if you have even the beginning of an answer. Do you know where light comes from and where darkness lives? So you can take them by the hand and lead them home when they get lost? Why, of course, you know that. You've known them all your life, grown up in the same neighborhood with them. Have you ever traveled to where snow is made, seen the vault where hail is stockpiled? The arsenals of hail and snow that I keep in readiness for times of trouble and battle and war. Can you find your way to where lightning is launched, or to the place from which the wind blows? Who do you suppose carves canyons for the downpours of rain and charts the route of thunderstorms that bring water to unvisited fields, deserts no one ever laid eyes on, drenching the useless wastelands so they're carpeted with wildflowers and grass? And who do you think is the father of rain and dew, the mother of ice and frost? You don't for a minute imagine these marvels of weather just happen, do you? Can you catch the eye of the beautiful Pleiades sisters, or distract Orion from his hunt? Can you get Venus to look your way, or get the Great Bear and her cubs to come out and play? Do you know the first thing about the sky's constellations and how they affect things on Earth? Can you get the attention of the clouds and commission a shower of rain? Can you take charge of the lightning bolts and have them report to you for orders? Who do you think gave weather wisdom to the ibis and storm savvy to the rooster? Does anyone know enough to number all the clouds or tip over the rain barrels of heaven? When the earth is cracked and dry, the ground baked hard as a brick. Can you teach the lioness to stalk her prey and satisfy the appetite of her cubs as they crouch in their den, waiting hungrily in their cave? And who sets out the food for the ravens when their young cry to God, fluttering about because they have no food? Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage reminds me of that song, "I Know My Redeemer Lives" by Nicole C. Mullen, and the lyrics go like this: "Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who taught the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies. This life within me cries, I know my Redeemer lives." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, the reminders that you have done so much to care for us in creation. And as we finish up praying today on this Thanksgiving, we want to lift up the names of the last families in our congregation with the last names that start with W and with Z. And as we lift them to you, we lift our hearts and praise to you for who they are and ask your watch care on them. And in this regard, we pray for the families Witten, Wilkinson, Williams, Wills, Wilson, Winkler, Wood, Wright, and Zaremba. Lord, from A to Z, you watch over us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are benevolent and our Creator God, and we thank you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.